And it's on Camo X. We are joined this afternoon by TV critic Aaron Barnhart with the Kansas City Star on the other side of the state. He's also with TVBarn.com. And we're going to talk a little television, some shows debuting this week. One of them tonight on FX, Justified in its second season. I love this show with Timothy Olyphant last year, Aaron.
Well, I think you're going to like it even more, Mark, because what they've really done is they've settled in on this character that Timothy Olyphant plays. Probably wasn't too much of a stretch after playing the character that he played on HBO's Deadwood, also the guy who smoldered in a cowboy hat. But they've really taken the character development up a notch. In fact, some of the writers on the show actually went back to Kentucky, went to Lexington, went to Harlan County, and seeped themselves into the culture. And what they've done is they brought in some new characters to supplement some of the storylines and draw us even deeper into that world that Raylan Givens, the Elmore Leonard character, who has leaped from the page to the television screen so effectively, finds himself surrounded with every day.
I just thought that this was a show on FX, and I'm a fan of a lot of their shows like Damages. It just kept getting better last year. Now, here's my question, though, because my wife did not watch the first season, but I want her to watch this. Do you think that people can jump into this second season without having seen the first?
Absolutely, because in the very first 5 minutes of this of tonight's episode, they sort of clear they sort of bring you up to speed. They actually replay the last few minutes of last season at the beginning of this episode. It's a gun battle, and needless to say, Raylan emerges victorious from it. And then they sort of spend the next 5 minutes cleaning up the rest of the mess from last season. And then they basically reboot, and they introduce this new family to you called the Bennetts, who live in one of the other many of the other haulers there in Harlan County, where they carry on their moonshine and marijuana trade. And Raylan, who of course knows them, going back to his childhood, is drawn in once again to this moral dilemma that makes Justified such a compelling show, and that is, does he enforce the law as a deputy U.S. Marshal, or does he just see to it that things stay orderly and keep the peace? And you know, for a guy who's got a really good trigger finger, it's always tempting to resolve things with your gun. But I think what you'll find surprising, Mark, this season is he leaves that gun in the holster an awful lot.
All right, so that's on tonight on FX. There's another drama that was premiering. It premiered a couple of nights ago. I watched it last night on the DVR, called The Chicago Code. And I know that you loved this show. I don't know how many episodes you've seen, Aaron, but I got to tell you, I had higher expectations for The Chicago Code, and I was a little let down, but I'm not going to write it off quite yet.
I think you always need to be patient with network shows, because especially if you come off of watching a cable drama like a Mad Men or a Justified or a Damages, you're always in for a bit of a letdown simply because network shows are aimed at broader audiences. And if they don't have that cop procedural kind of thing every week, they do lose audience. And so you're really trying to generate a show with about three times the audience. Well, that might be exaggerating, but, you know, twice to three times the audience of your typical basic cable show.
No, that's true. You know, and I think you're right about that. It's just a different tone. But this has a pedigree. This show has a pedigree that came from a cable show, The Shield, right?
Yeah, the creator of The Chicago Code is Sean Ryan. He also created The Shield. And in my view, Mark, The Chicago Code is basically The Shield told from a different point of view. In that show, you may recall, Vic Mackey, played by Michael Chiklis, did a very bad thing in the first 10 minutes of the first episode of The Shield. And then for the next seven seasons, you know, the law eventually caught up to him. Here it's sort of flipped. And you are immediately brought into the world of these good guy cops, these people who are devoted to overturning corruption in Chicago, and eventually work your way into the world of a corrupt politician played by Delroy Lindo. And you start to realize that these two sides sort of need each other. And it's that impasse and that uneasy relationship that's going to play itself out. I've seen three episodes, and I would say you should at least give it that many episodes for it to take.
I promise you that I will, and especially because I love Jason Clark, who's the lead detective here, and I thought that Delroy Lindo was spectacular. Listen, Aaron, I got to run because I'm short on time. I look forward to Justified tonight. We'll have you back soon.
See you, Mark.
Aaron Barnhart from